There are few things more lovely, more sweet or sublime than a well-crafted, musical, perfectly penned rhyme. In a poem or song or couplet or in a play, when the words begin to ring with a pleasing twin similarity, it's strangely satisfying to the ear. On the other hand, when a rhyme is forced or tortured or strained or just plain bad, well, that's a situation guaranteed to cause an allergic ituation. Of course, when such auditory abominations occur on purpose and everyone is in on the joke, the result is often less nefarious than it is hilarious, or at least funny, as in The Wizard of Oz. When the Cowardly Lion is asked what he'd do to a rampaging elephant and he says, "I'll wrap him up in cellophane." Such rhymes are so wrong, they are somehow right. Now, imagine an entire play built out of such stuff. In David Ives' The Liar, the celebrated playwright unleashes an outrageous exercise in rhyme-busting verbal perversion, taking his poetic license and folding it into auditory origami, constructing one of the wackiest and giddiest comedies in recent memory, fueled by the sheer delight in messing with the English language in increasingly inventive ways. Running through September at San Rafael's Forest Meadows Amphitheater, a presentation of the Marin Shakespeare Company, The Liar is a smart comedy about stupid people. Ives has loosely adapted his script from Pierre Corneille's 1644 play Le Menteur, if that's how you say it in French, a 360-year-old text written entirely in rhyming couplets. Ives maintains the basic plot of the story and uses the rhyming structure as an excuse to pair the words Louvre, Paris Museum, and Mouvre. He pairs Isabelle and Visible, or Visibel, even offering the elastic observation, "You cannot speak the truth to Christian, Muslim, Hindu, or Jewth." Director Robert Currier brings plenty of comic sass to the play, which follows the romantic antics of a compulsive liar named Durant, played with tongue-tickled glee by Darren Bridget. The dashing Durant has come to town in search of a wealthy woman to marry. Every chance he gets, Durant tells lies, making up a false history, spinning a wild web of fabrications, each one more outrageous than the last. Unflappable, he tells new lies to explain his old ones, somehow always managing to keep ahead of everyone until he can't. And that's just the beginning. When Durant encounters the vivacious Clarice and her lovely but reserved gal pal Lucrece, the rhyming names somehow confuse him. Though he is instantly smitten with Clarice and unimpressed with the silent Lucrece, whom he nicknames the Clam, Durant somehow gets their names mixed up, leading to layer upon layer of misunderstanding and disaster, and of course more lies, and then more rhymes. The cast is first rate, sinking its collective teeth into Ives' outrageous and ridiculous wordplay with a joy matched only by the script itself. The story is frequently confusing, and the plot jumps make less sense than one might hope, but then the plot is not the point of The Liar. Late in the show, Durant tells Lucrece, the silent one, with whom he suddenly falls in love, "You may be a bivalve, but you're my valve." The point of The Liar is solely to give David Ives the opportunity to write lines like that one. The Liar runs Fridays through Sundays through September 23rd at Forest Meadows Amphitheater at the Dominican University campus in San Rafael. Visit marinshakespeare.org for all the information. I'm David Templeton. Yes, I am he, second row center for KRCB.